Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
My sister Lucy disappeared 3 years ago. She didn't leave a note. On the days before she left, she didn't seem different in any way. She wasn't depressed or scared. She was just going to school and living her life. On the day she left, as we all ate dinner together and talked about nothing in particular, none of us could have predicted that we'd never see Lucy again. The next morning, when we realized that she wasn't home, we called all her friends. No one knew where she was. We went into her room, and aside from a suitcase and some clothes, she left everything else behind. One day she was in our house, and the next she was gone. We reported her disappearance to the police, but since she was already 18 and there wasn't any evidence of foul play, they didn't even file a report. I miss Lucy so much, but as the years went by, I thought about her less and less. And then last week I was scrolling through Instagram when I saw her again. It was a sponsored ad for Carver Dance Studio, which is a business I'd never seen before. Aside from the heading, the ad had no text or other information.
What's up, Uso? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Just a video of Lucy dancing in front of a black background. Her hair was longer and she looked so much older, but it was definitely her. She was doing some beautiful ballet moves, but her expressions were completely blank. I watched that video over and over, and each time I did, I felt haunted by the look on her face. It was emotionless. Back when she lived with us, she never stopped smiling. Mom always called her a ray of sunshine, but this Lucy was very different. I clicked on the ad, of course, which took me to the Carver Studio website. The site offered no information at all, just a list of videos. Hundreds of them, all of girls dancing in front of that same black background. Each girl was different, but they all did the same moves. After scrolling through thousands of thumbnails, I got to the bottom of the website, which had a Contact Us link. I clicked it, but that just brought me back to their Instagram account. I knew I should have told Mom and Dad right away, but they still hadn't gotten back from their Hawaii trip, and I couldn't wait. So I followed the account and sent a single message. Hi, where is your location? They never responded. I considered calling the police, but I wouldn't even know what to say. My adult sister ran away from home, and now she's dancing for some studio? It didn't seem like any laws were broken. It seemed like Lucy had moved on. She'd found a job and become a dancer. I had a really bad feeling about this studio, but I couldn't really explain that to the police. So I decided that it was best if I just waited for Mom and Dad to get home, and maybe get as much information as possible before they got back. I tried to Google them, but nothing came up. Aside from their Instagram and their website of videos, it was like Carver Studio didn't exist. For the next few days, I felt a thrill of anticipation every time I opened Instagram. Would there be another video of Lucy? Would I finally get some clue as to where she'd gone? Each day, at least two more dancing videos were posted by Carver Studio, but none of them had Lucy. It seemed like every video had a different girl. They never repeated. By Friday, the last day before my parents came back, I opened Instagram and was shocked to see something different. Instead of posting another dancing video, Carver Studio posted a photo of an old warehouse with text in front of it inviting women to a dance audition that day. The building looked awful and run down, not the kind of place where a legitimate business would hold an audition. At the bottom of the photo, you could even see the barbed wire fencing that surrounded the building. The caption had an address, 423 Lark Street. It also had a time, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. only. That was it. No other information. Once again, a really dark feeling came over me. This felt wrong, very wrong, but at least I had an address. I knew that I needed to go there. This might be my only chance to find out what happened to my sister, and if I wanted to get some answers, I knew that I'd have to swallow my fear and head over there myself. I was scared, of course, so I decided to call my friend Sarah and ask if she would go with me, strength in numbers or whatever. I explained everything to her, and thankfully she didn't seem nearly as freaked out as I was. She said she'd come pick me up and we'd drive over there together. She just needed to change outfits first. I tried to explain that we weren't actually going to audition for them, but she said that it didn't hurt to be prepared. By 1 o'clock, she'd gotten to my house, and by 1:30, we arrived at the warehouse. It was on the seedier side of town, surrounded by abandoned buildings and an unused train track. We parked. There were no other cars outside. "I'm having second thoughts," I said. She grabbed my hand and squeezed it. "It'll be okay. We're doing this for Lucy." That gave me the motivation I needed to get out of the car. We walked through the barbed wire gate and knocked on the rusted door. We waited for a long, tense moment until the door creaked open. No one was on the other side, and the whole place looked dark. For the first time, Sarah seemed as scared as I was. That somehow made me feel better. From the darkness inside, a man's voice shouted,
"Well, are you here for the audition?"
"One sec," Sarah shouted. Then she leaned close and whispered, "I think we should call the police just in case." I nodded.
"Take your time," the voice from inside told us.
He spoke with an accent I couldn't quite place. Maybe Russian? I pulled out my phone and started backing away from the door. Sarah stood where she was, just smiling nervously. When I was far enough away from the warehouse to avoid being overheard, I dialed 911 and told the guy where we were. I explained that nothing had happened, but we really needed them to send someone over. The guy seemed confused, but he said that an officer was on his way. As I hung up my phone, I glanced back at the open door, and it was closed. Worse, I didn't see Sarah anywhere.
"Sarah?"
I shouted, "Sarah?" She didn't answer. I ran back to the door and pounded my fist against the rusted metal.
"Open up,"
I demanded.
"Now!"
I heard the lock click into place, and then I heard the man's voice again.
"Thank you, but the auditions are over."
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
In less than 5 minutes, a policeman pulled his car into the lot. By then, I was in a total panic. I explained everything that happened, though I don't think he understood everything I was saying. All my words came out in a jumble. Still, he could tell from my panicked explanation that my friend had been taken into the warehouse. With his gun ready, he charged towards the door, ready to kick it open. He didn't need to, though. The door was unlocked. For a second, he disappeared into the darkness, and I worried that he'd be taken too. But when he came back out, all he said was,
"There's no one in there, ma'am. I'm so sorry."
It's been 2 days since this happened. The police did a full search of the area, but they didn't find a single trace of anyone or anything nearby. It was like the warehouse had always been empty. I showed the officer my Instagram, but Carver Studio had deleted its account. They said they'd be doing some digital sleuthing to see what they can find, but I haven't heard anything else. Mom and Dad got back yesterday, and they've been trying to comfort me, but I'm losing hope. I think that Sarah's gone forever, just like Lucy. And every few minutes, I pull out my phone and open Instagram, silently praying that I'll see a video of either of them, just to know that they're still alive.
I never thought that something as innocuous as Instagram could bring so much terror into my life. It all started when I followed a user named Mystery Man. He had a private account and his bio had one word, curiosity. Such discreetness caught my attention and my curiosity got aroused to know more. Despite my better judgment, I requested to follow him and he accepted within minutes. should have known better. The account had no posts and no followers, but I was intrigued and my curiosity got the better of me. I soon found myself chatting with Mystery Man regularly. He was intelligent, witty, and had a great sense of humor. But there was an air of mystery surrounding him, and I could never put my finger on what made me feel uneasy. One day he asked me to meet him in person. I was hesitant, but he was persistent. He promised that it would be a harmless meeting, and I could always leave if I felt uncomfortable. After much persuasion, I finally agreed to meet him at a local coffee shop. What could happen in a public place? Plus, I didn't want to spoil my chance if he ended up being a great person. As I walked into the coffee shop on the agreed date, I saw him sitting in a corner booth. He looked normal, with a friendly smile on his face. I could recognize him because after we started talking, we shared pictures once or twice. We talked for a while and he seemed genuinely interested in getting to know me. I answered his questions with as much honesty and tried to get to know him too. But then he started asking me strange questions. He wanted to know my deepest fears, my childhood traumas, and my innermost desires. I started to feel uneasy. I thought he would stop if I showed my discomfort, but it only probed him further, and he ignored all the signs I showed. When I tried to change the subject, he came back to it. I knew I had enough, so I decided to leave. As I got up to go, he grabbed my arm and whispered, "Don't go. You have no idea what you're getting into." I jerked my arm away and ran out of the coffee shop, feeling a mix of fear and confusion. I didn't know what to do. Even though I wanted to block him on Instagram, I decided not to. Days passed and Mystery Man started texting me again. He said he was sorry for scaring me and wanted to make it up to me. He said he had a surprise for me and asked me to come to a scheduled spot in the outskirts of the city. As always, curiosity gripped my wrist, and I agreed to see him. I wouldn't lie if I told you that his build and handsome face and chiseled jaw had a way of making a young lady want more. If he was willing to be a better person, I wanted to give him another chance. When I arrived at the spot he suggested, I saw him standing beside a car. He asked me to get in, and I did. As soon as I sat down, he locked the door and drove off at breakneck speed. I screamed at the top of my lungs and told him to stop, but he just laughed and said, "Relax, we're just going on a little adventure." I realized then that I was in serious trouble. I knew I shouldn't have trusted someone like him. What was I supposed to do now? He drove for what seemed like hours until we reached an old abandoned mansion. He led me inside and showed me around. At this point, I was shivering from head to toe.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
My head was spinning and I could barely feel my legs. Doom was all I could think of. I didn't know what was coming next. As we were exploring, I heard strange noises coming from one of the rooms. He led me to the room, and I saw a group of teenagers huddled in a corner crying. I screamed at him, demanding to know what he was doing to them. He just laughed and said, "Don't worry, they're just part of my collection." I was horrified. I realized then that he was a psychopath, and I needed to get out of there, fast. What was I supposed to do? How was I going to do it? I didn't even know my way around. Tears formed in my eyes, but I stopped myself from shedding them. I tried to make a run for it, but he caught me and dragged me back to the room. He locked the door and said, "You're not going anywhere. You're part of my collection now." For days, I was trapped in that room, along with the rest of these people. We had no food, no water, no way to escape. Mystery Man would come in every day and torture us in ways I can't describe. I thought this was the end of it, but I started to engage with the others, since I was the newest, and got them to think of a way we could find an escape. It became easy when we noticed the window that supplied light to the room. One day, when our oppressor was out, with the help of the others, I managed to escape through the window. I ran as fast as I could, and I thought I would never find help. A random car passed by. The occupants of the car were traveling who lost their way. With the events of past days, I was skeptical at first, but decided to use their help and eventually reached the police station. I told the police everything and they followed me back to the mansion. The police investigation revealed that the mystery man had been using Instagram to lure boys and girls into his trap. He had been active for years, preying on innocent victims and keeping them trapped in that mansion. The teenagers I had seen were just a few of his victims, and there were many more out there who had suffered at his hands. The policemen released the teenagers and gathered all the evidence they could find. The search for Mystery Man began, but he was never found. I lived in fear. I was sure that his other victims lived in fear too. We were at his mercy if he ever showed up again. The victory came when, some weeks later, the police actually managed to track down Mystery Man when they discovered another one of his Instagram accounts. He was arrested and sentenced to death. His death brought closure to his victims and their families, but his legacy lives on. A reminder that there are evil people in this world who will stop at nothing to fulfill their twisted desires. I still have nightmares about that experience. I can never forget the sight of all of us huddled in the fear. The sound of Mystery Man's laughter as he tortured us, and feeling hopelessness. Looking back, I realized how foolish I was to trust someone I met online. I should have been more careful, but my curiosity got the better of me. I learned a harsh lesson, one that I will never forget.
I had been a regular at this Starbucks for years, so when I stepped inside on that cloudy morning, I expected to see the usual hustle and bustle. But something was different. The air was thick with tension, and the normal hum of conversation had been replaced by an eerie silence. I glanced around, trying to find the source of the unease, and that's when I saw them. Three men huddled together at a table in the far corner of the cafe, their eyes fixed on me. I tried to ignore them and make my way to the counter, but I could feel their eyes following me, tracking my every move. The hairs on the back of my neck stood up, and I could feel my pulse racing. The barista gave me a nervous smile as she took my order, her hands shaking as she handed me my drink. I took a sip, hoping to calm my nerves, but the coffee tasted bitter and stale, as if it had been sitting out for hours. As I turned to leave, I felt a hand on my shoulder, and I nearly jumped out of my skin. It was one of the men. I was frozen in fear, unable to move as he pulled out a chair and motioned for me to sit. The other two men watched me with cold, dead eyes, their fingers twitching as if they were ready to pounce. I felt trapped, like a mouse caught in a cat's claw. The sinister grin on his face made my body freeze in fear. "Sit down, little lady," he said, his voice laced with malice. "We have some business to discuss with you." I tried to stand up, but the man's grip on my shoulder tightened, and I felt the weight of his gaze on me. I could see the greed in his eyes as he began to speak, his voice low and menacing. "I have a job for you," he said, his lips twisting into a cruel smile, "and it pays very well." My heart sank as I realized what he wanted from me. He needed me to steal confidential documents from my workplace, a task that would put my job, my reputation, and my freedom at risk. But more than that, I knew that this was just the beginning of a nightmare that would haunt me for the rest of my life. I could feel the fear coursing through my veins, the sweat trickling down my back as I tried to keep my composure. But the man was relentless, his words laced with threats and promises of violence. "You do this for me," he said, his voice low and dangerous, "and I'll make sure you're well taken care of. But if you don't, well, Let's just say there will be consequences. I knew I had to escape, to run as far away as possible from this man and his twisted scheme. But my body felt heavy, weighed down by the terror that gripped me, and I found myself unable to move. I looked up at the man, and I could see the satisfaction in his eyes. He knew he had me trapped, and relished in the power he held over me. "You have until tomorrow," he said, his voice cold and calculating. "I'll be in touch." As he walked away and back into the company of the other men, I felt a wave of despair wash over me. This man had taken my freedom, my sense of security, and my peace of mind. And I knew that there was no way out of this nightmare, that I was trapped in a web of evil and deceit that would haunt me for the rest of my days. I was horrified. I couldn't believe what I heard. He had threatened me right in the face. If I didn't do what he asked, he would harm me and my family. I left the cafe, feeling violated and helpless. I didn't know what to do. I couldn't go to the police, as I was afraid for my safety. So I decided to go to work and try to avoid the men. But they were like vultures, circling me, ready to strike at any moment. Every time I left my apartment, I could feel their eyes on me, burning into my skin. They would lurk in the shadows, their faces twisted into sneers and scowls, as if daring me to make a move. One day, as I was walking home from work, I felt a presence behind me. I turned around and saw one of the men with a sinister grin on his face. He started to follow me, his footsteps echoing in the empty street. My heart raced as I quickened my pace, but he matched my every step, his breath hot on my neck.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games, and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere, with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
"Where are you going, sweetheart?" he said, his voice dripping with malice. "Don't you want to talk to me?" I tried to run, but he was too fast. He grabbed my arm, his grip like a vice, and pulled me close to him. I tried to scream, but his hand covered my mouth, muffling my cries. I struggled to break free, but he held me in place, his fingers digging into my flesh. It was only when a passerby heard my screams and intervened that I was able to escape. But the damage had been done, and I knew that I was living in a nightmare from which I could never truly wake up. The men were everywhere, watching me, waiting for their next opportunity to strike. And I knew that sooner or later, they would get what they wanted. What was I supposed to do? I was afraid to approach the police, as they would definitely involve my employer. In an already troubled job market, I could too end up losing my job. That's when I met Tom, a colleague who noticed my distress and offered to help. He told me about a private investigator who could help me get out of this mess. I hesitated at first, but I was desperate. I needed to do something to protect myself and my loved ones and my job. So I contacted the investigator and he agreed to take my case. He worked tirelessly, gathering evidence and building a case against the men. It turned out that they were part of a criminal organization and they had been using Starbucks as a front to conduct their illegal activities. The investigator managed to bring the men to justice and they were sentenced to prison for their crimes. I felt relieved, but the trauma of the ordeal stayed with me for a long time. I couldn't help but wonder how many other innocent people had fallen victim to the men's schemes, and how many more criminal organizations were lurking in plain sight, using seemingly harmless establishments as their cover.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything, but today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.